Masechet Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about how the Kohanim would enter the Hechal. We ended by talking about how they would enter one of the small doors and they unlocked it in a peculiar way because there were two locks. Here we'll elaborate how they would enter that door and then eventually get into the Hechal and open the main gate. The main gate of the Hechal was locked from the inside, so apply the last Mishnah where they would enter through one of the smaller side doorways and then they would eventually go to open the main gate of the Hechal. Mishnah says, Balo lepishpasha sefoni, the Kohen who was supposed to open the doors of the Hechal, he's the same Kohen who was supposed to clear out the Mizbeach HaPenimi, the inner Mizbeach, he would enter the front part of the Hechal and he would enter the small doorway that was to the north of the main gate of the Hechal. Ushne pishpashin hayulo leshad hagadol, ehad batzafon ve'ehad batdarom. The gate of the Hechal, that's the name for the entrance to the Hechal, the main entrance. There were two small doorways on each side of it, one to the north and one to the south of it. Shebadarom lo nichnas bo adam me'olam. The small doorway to the south of the entrance was never opened. No man ever went through it. Yehezkel Hanavi explains to us the significance of this never opening with the pasuk. Vayomer Eli Adonai, Hashem told him, Hashar hazeh sagur yihyeh, lo yipateach, the sha'ar, that gate should never be opened, and v'ish lo yavobo, and a man should never go through it. Ki Adonai Elohei Yisrael babo v'haya sagur, because Hashem, the God of Israel, comes through it and should be closed. It's only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was always kept closed. So the entrance that they would be going through was the northern entrance to the main gate of the Hechal. Natal et hamafteach upatach et hapishpash. So starting in the Ulam, which was outside of the Hechal, the Kohen took the first key and he unlocked the first door to the small doorway in the north. Nichnas lata. And then after he unlocked the second lock, which we spoke about in the last Mishnah, where he would have to put his hand inside, the Kohen would walk through a passageway and he would enter like a small room that was to the north of the Hechal. Umin hata el Hechal. Then once he was in there, he would turn to his left and he would walk to the south. And there would be a second passageway, and that would be to the Hechal. Achihu magia leshar gadol. Then he continued to walk, and then he eventually reached the great gate. Higia leshar gadol, he'evirat ha-neger ve'tapotehot uptaho. When he finally reached that great gate to open up the Hechal, he removed the bolt that made sure that the door stayed locked, and this was all from the inside. And he also took away the locks, and he eventually opened the gate. Now, the main gate of the Hechal was centered in the eastern wall, and there were two sets of doors that went right in front of it. One of them was to the east of the wall, and one of them was to the western edge. So the Kohen was now standing inside the Hechal. He first opened up the inner door, which was to the west, and then he opened up the outer door, which was to the east. It's a little bit difficult to understand all of this without seeing a proper picture of how the Bet HaMikdash looked. So if one is accessible, I would recommend looking at it with the intricate details that we're specifying. So they would now the doors were opened and the Hechal, the main entrance, was fully accessible. And lo haya shohet ha-shohet ad she-shomea kol sha'ar ha-gadol she-niftach. The slaughterer, the one who was designated with the slaughter of the Korban Tamid, would not slaughter the Korban Tamid until he heard the great gate being opened. Any Korban Tamid that was slaughtered before the doors were opened was considered to be invalid.